Welcome back to Dustin Kedem on the Parsha. Parsha Shoftim features the mitzvahs of the Melech, special laws that apply specifically to the king of the Jewish people. And there are several prohibitions that are unique to the king about not having too much money, or too many horses, or too many wives. But there's a mitzvah saseh, an obligation that the king must do. The Torah tells us in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Ches, V'hoya kishivto al kisei mamlachto, when the king is sitting on his throne, V'chasav lo es mishnei ha-Torah hazos, al sefer milifnei ha-Kohanim ha-Levim. He has to write for him a mishnei Torah, a copy of the Torah. He has to write one for himself, and he should have it with him, as the Torah continues to command, that he brings it with him. V'hoya se'imo v'karavo kol yimei chayav, he should read it all his life, so that he should be able to keep the Torah. And then, and Pasuk Chaf says, "Levilti rum levavo me'achav, levilti sor mitzvah min ha-mitzvah yamin u'smalot." That this is so that he shouldn't become arrogant and he shouldn't turn from the mitzvos, the right or left. He should be able to, you know, keep everything. And the Dasa Kingdom starts off by explaining that, you know, which explanations in Pasuk Chaf refer to which mitzvos, and in particular, the Baal HaTosfos here explain that the writing of the Torah, that the king should not deviate from doing mitzvos, he should not deviate right or left. But then the Das HaKinim quotes an opinion that is very interesting. There are it needs a couple of clarifications, which we'll have to do, and then really will leave us off with a halachic question. But it's a very interesting perspective and a new take on this mitzvah. So the author over here, the Baal HaTosfos, who is writing this, says, "V'shamati." Or the author actually quoting one of the Baal HaTosfos, "V'shemati ki oso sefer Torah hataloi bizra'o, lo haya kesuv bo ki im aseres hadvarim." Says that the Torah that he has kept on his arm, it only has the aseres hadvarim in it, meaning the aseres hadibros, the Ten Commandments. That's the only thing that's written in this sefer Torah. Now, why would that be? What would make us think that this is the case? So we have to just take a few steps back and go to the Gemara, which is Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, where it explains the difference between the obligation of the king to have a safe right and to have a safer Torah, and the obligation for every regular person to also have one, is that the king is supposed to have two. And one of them is supposed to be kept with him at all times, and the Gemara describes it should be like a kameya, like an amulet, something that's like small and hanging on him. So perhaps this is the reason that this Baal HaTosfos believes that it was not the full Torah that was written, it was just the Aseres HaDvarim, just the Aseres HaDibros, because it had to be small enough to be able to fit onto the into like a little amulet. The entire Torah would not be able to fit in such a way, but the passage of the Aseres HaDibros would be able. So I believe that's at least part of where this opinion is coming from. Now, a halacha question that will have to be dealt with, which we're not going to deal with here in the 2 minutes we have left, but are you allowed to write part of a Sefer Torah? In fact, it may even be that the entire mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah is known because we write other parts of a Sefer Torah. Now, it could be that just if this is the mitzvah that we're being commanded, this is a separate mitzvah, kind of like tefillin and mezuzos, so you would be allowed to write it on klaf. Even if it's just a portion, but it's a worthy piece of the discussion. So we spoke about the motivation for such a pshat, as well as a possible halachic discussion that can result of it. But how does this fit into the pasuk, which says that he should write a Mishnah Torah, a copy of the Torah? So one pshat I would have suggested is an idea often quoted in the name of Versace Gaon, probably the earliest source of such a concept, which is that all of the mitzvos of the Torah, all Tariq mitzvos, are actually found in the Aseres HaDibros. They can all be categorized as elaborations of the mitzvah of the Aseres HaDibros. So really, if you have the Aseres HaDibros, you have a condensed form of the Tariq mitzvos, so therefore it is fair to call this a version of the Torah. So therefore it's a fair Mishneh Torah, and if he needs to make a small amulet, transportable form of it, of the entire Torah, he can do so in a condensed version of the Aseres HaDibros. That's a pshat I would have suggested. The Das HaKinim quote a different possibility. And the Baal HaTosfos says as follows, really from Al Derech Remez, says, "Ulefi sheyesh min anochi ad l'riecha tayag osios, k'nagi tayag tzmitzos, koroi sefer Torah." That since from the word anochi unto l'riecha is 613 letters, So it's that corresponds to the 613 mitzvos that are called a Sefer Torah. Should note one slight correction in just the gears of the Das that came over here. It says, from Anochi to Lireyacha, that's not actually 613 mitzvos. This is based on a Midrash Rabbah, a Midrash Tanchuma, that it says, Asher Lireyacha. Asher Lireyacha, those last seven letters of the Aseret Dibros, really there are 620 letters in the Aseret Dibros, and the last seven, Asher Lireyacha, not just Lireyacha, as the Das HaKadosh says over here, is the is 613, and the Mefarshim Midrashim explain what the last seven letters of the Aseret Dibros correspond to. Why it would be 620? Is it the seven mitzvos b'nei Noach or the seven mitzvos derabanan? It's an allusion to them, whatever it might be. But either way, the Das HaKadosh says that the number of letters in the Aseret HaDibros corresponds to all the mitzvahs of the Torah. So, similar to Rosh HaGaon, this is a way we can see that the Aseret HaDibros are a condensed version of the Taryag mitzvos, and therefore it is a fitting description to call it a Sefer Torah, and therefore that is what the king would walk around with. Have a beautiful Shabbos.